感谢主的带领，我们从今天开始有四天的青年干部训练。
Thanks for the Lord's guidance that we have 4 days of National Youth Training Seminar.
我们知道教会要不断的兴旺发展。
We know that the church will continue to grow and prosper.
所以教会传承的工作很重要。
Therefore, the passing on of the faith is very important in our church.
在旧约圣经里面说到。摩西是神家里面非常忠心的仆人。
And the Bible mentioned that Moses was a faithful and good worker in the house of God.
当他的工作完成以后，就把棒子交给耶稣亚。
When he had finished his job, he had passed on the baton to Joshua.
耶稣亚也是相当忠心的好的继承人。
And Joshua was also a good and a faithful successor.
凡是神吩咐摩西的话，摩西都交代耶稣亚。
And whatever God had commanded Moses, he had passed it on to Joshua.
凡是神所吩咐的话，耶稣亚都照着遵行。
And whatever God's instruction was, Joshua did as commanded.
没有一件懈怠不行的。
And none of those that he would not or cannot do.
所以在神的同在之下，很顺利的把以色列民带进迦南地。
Therefore, within the guidance of God, he successfully led the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
7.5年的时间把迦南地占领。
And in 7.5 years, they have conquered the whole land.
把产业分配给所有的以色列人。
And he had divided all the land and inheritance to the Israelites.
最后，耶稣亚说。神所应许的没有一句话漏空。
And at the end, Joshua concluded that none of God's promises had failed.
一切都应验了。
Everything is fulfilled.
后来他们在迦南地聚集的时候。
And when they gathered in the land of Canaan.
四世纪里面谈到，当耶稣亚跟当代的长老渐渐的离开世界以后。
And after Joshua and all the elders had passed away.
新兴起来的一代人，他们不认识神。
The new generation, they did not know God.
所以他们就随从外邦人祭拜偶像。
Therefore, they have followed the Gentiles and worship idols.
所以神就把他们交给外族的人。
Therefore, God have given them into the hands of the Gentiles.
所以大概有400年，士师时代是以色列人的黑暗时期。
Therefore, in the 400 periods of the judges, it was the darkest period of the Israelites.
因为缺乏好的领导者。
Because they have lacked good leaders.
百姓不晓得敬畏神。
And the people does not know.
所以他们在受苦当中。
Therefore, they are in suffering.
后来因为耶拿的哈拿的祷告。
And at the end, because of Hannah's prayer.
让他生了一个儿子叫做撒母耳。
She had a son called Samuel.
撒母耳也是一个相当好的一个领导者。
Samuel was also a good leader.
所以让以色列国带来复兴。
And he has bring prosperous to the Israelites.
以前被非利士人所占领的土地，慢慢的都收复回来。
The land that was conquered by the Philistines were all retrieved.
所以他立了一根柱子说，神一直都是在帮助我们的。
Therefore, he had built an altar and said that God have always helped us.
所以我们看到说，因为哈拿的祷告生了撒母耳。
Because of Hannah's prayer, she had Samuel.
因为撒母耳的祷告让以色列民带来复兴。
Because of the prayer of Samuel, it has bring.
让他们见到一个。辉煌的，尤其大卫、所罗门的时代啊，是以色列国最强盛的时代。
And they have led into the period of blessings, especially in the time of reign of kings David and Solomon.
那我今天早上想用大卫啊王国的兴旺来看教会的复兴。
And today I would like to use the story how King David had built his kingdom as our mutual encouragement.
为什么大卫的时代会能够兴盛起来？
Why is it that David, in the time of David, they were prosperous?
因为教会是属灵的以色列国。
Because the church is the spiritual Israelites.
我们也可以从这里学习到教会复兴的几个重要的因素。
And from these stories, we learn many important keys of how the church can be prosperous.
我们看撒母耳记下第八章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 8.
撒母耳记下第八章。
Second Samuel chapter 8.
第六节。
Verse
6. 撒母耳记下八章第六节。
Second Samuel chapter 8, verse 6.
于是大卫在大马士革的亚兰地设立防营，亚兰人就归服他，给他进贡。大卫无论往哪里去，神都使他得胜。再看十四节。
Turn to verse 14.
又在以东全地设立防营，以东人就都给归服大卫。大卫无论往哪里去，神都使他得胜。我们看到大卫啊，他做王以后能够建立一个非常兴盛的王国。
And we know that after David became king, he had able to establish a very great kingdom.
因为他无论到哪里去啊，神都跟他同在，让他凡事征战的时候都能够得到胜利。
Because wherever he go, God was with him, and the Lord gave him victory.
大卫从小的时候是一个牧羊人出身。
And David, when he was little, he was a shepherd.
他在野地放羊的时候，有时候有狮子、熊来。
In the wilderness, he would be approached by bears or lions.
那他都是靠着神的帮助，能够得胜狮子、熊，然后把羊群救回来。
And with the guidance of God, he's able to conquer the lions and the bears and save his sheep.
年轻的时候曾经到战场上去探望他哥哥。
And when he was young, he went to the battlefield to see his brothers.
看到哥利亚出来跟以色列人征战。
And he saw Goliath had come to challenge the Israelites.
因为他是一个勇士，所以以色列人没有人敢出去跟他对抗。
Because Goliath was such a great warrior that no Israelites is dare enough to go out to fight with him.
所以大卫自己就自告奋勇说，我可以靠着神的帮助来得胜这个敌人。
Therefore, David said, by his faith, he said, I can go out and defeat this enemy by the guidance and.
他对哥利亚说，你是靠着刀枪铜戟在征战，但是我是靠着神的名。
And he told Goliath that you fight with all your weapons and armors, but I fight in the name of God.
因为神跟他们同在，神跟他同在的经验啊，让他知道他一定能够得胜。
Because of all his experiences of the abundance of God, he knows that God will give victory to him.
真的，他也得胜了哥利亚。
And indeed, he did gain victory over.
虽然后来扫罗王一直嫉妒啊，想要追杀他。
And at the end, because of his envy, King Saul wants to kill him.
他必须要到处的逃难。
David has to flee all over the.
但是在这一段时间，对他有一个非常大的操练。
And in this period is a great training to him.
他躲在的一个山寨旷野当中啊，其实是很难躲的。
And it's really hard to hide in the wilderness or on the mountain.
但是他知道说，在这种危险当中啊，唯有靠神。
But then from this, he knew that in this time of danger, he can only rely on God.
因为神才是他真正的帮助，他的避难所。
Because God is his only refuge.
所以他说啊，在危险当中，我好像离死一步。
And even though in the time of difficulties, it's like he's only one step from death.
但是神看顾我，好像人在看顾眼中的同人一样。
But then God have watches over me, just like He has.
在最危险当中啊，神都救了他，脱离一切的患难。
And in time of dangers, God have let him out of that.
所以呢，无论在行动当中啊，要去哪里就求告神，我可以去吗
？So whatever he wants to do, he will inquire of the Lord and ask, "Can I go?"
我要去哪里可以吗？他凡事求告神，神就指示他当行的道路。
And in everything, he will inquire and ask the Lord, and the Lord will guide him.
虽然做完了以后啊，还是一样。
And after he became king, he did the same.
虽然扫罗已经死掉了。
And even though King Saul had died,
他问神说：“我可以回到以色列地吗
？”He asked the God that, "Can I go back to the land?"
神说：“可以，你回希伯伦。
”God have said, "Yes, you can go to Zebulun."
他就乖乖在希伯伦啊，待到后来啊，才到耶路撒冷去做王。
So he lived in Zebulun until later he will return to Jerusalem and became king.
所以呢，我们知道说大卫的王国会兴盛啊，一个就是他能够寻求神，专心依靠神。
And we know that for his kingdom to prosper, the first key point is for him to be able to rely on God and trust completely in God.
所以教会要兴旺，不是靠我们人的智慧聪明。
Therefore, for the church to prosper, on the same token, we should not rely on our knowledge and wisdom, but to rely on God.
撒迦利亚书里面说，不是靠势力，不是靠才能，要靠神的灵才能够成事。
In Zechariah, it said it's not by man's wisdom or knowledge, but it's by God's fulfillment that.
我们看到过去我们教会的前辈啊，他们就是重视从神得到的力量。
We know that the early workers of our church, they have gained their strength from God, and they have really completely and full and completely trust in God.
我们看撒母耳记下8章第10节。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 8, verse 10.
撒母耳记下8章第10节。
2 Samuel chapter 8, verse 10.
又打发他儿子约兰去见大卫王，问他的安，为他祝福。 因为他杀败了哈大底谢，原来突以以哈大底谢常常征战，约兰就带来很多的金银铜的器皿来。11节，大卫王将这些器皿和他自国所得来的金银都分别为圣献给神。大卫会得到神的特别祝福啊。
And the second key point of how David was gained such place in the eye of God is that he knows how to give thanks to God.
大卫做王以后就把约柜运到耶路撒冷。
And after he became king, he had brought the ark into Jerusalem.
然后他说，神的会幕是在帐幕当中啊。 而我却住在香柏木的宫中。And
he said that the ark of the Lord is live in a tent, but yet I live in palaces.
他有心为神建造殿宇。And
he had the heart to build a temple for God.
拿单先知也说，你可以照着你的心意行啊。And
his advisor have told him, you can do as you please.
但后来神启示先知告诉他说，我不让大卫建殿。
And but God, through the prophet, have told him that I would not let David build the temple because his head.
我要让他的儿子所罗门的时代能够太平，能够把神的殿建造起来。
I will give peace to the time of his son Solomon, and he will build the temple for.
因为大卫有这样爱神的心呐，所以神就应许给他很多的福气。
Because God have, because David has the heart to love God, God have given him many blessings.
所以要让他的名字成为大大有名的人。And
he has become a great king.
神要坚定他的国位，直到永远。And
God would establish his kingdom until forever.
要让他的祖孙一直作王。And
that his descendant will always be king.
所以大卫感到说，神的爱怎么这么大？我只是一种心意而已啊，神就。 这么大的祝福给我，感到很不配。So
David feel very unworthy. He just have the heart to love God, but yet God have poured out so many blessings to him.
那虽然神没有让他建造殿宇，And
even though God did not let him build
the temple, 但是他却为着建造圣殿呢，预备很多的材料。But
he have prepared many materials necessary to build that temple.
竭尽所有的这样来奉献。
And he has dedicated everything to God.
所以神让他征战得胜以后，得到很多的战利品，他就把它分别出来归给神。Therefore,
all the possessions that he had sieged from his battles, he has separated and dedicated it to God.
他也鼓励百姓啊，努力奉献。To
also encourage his people to offer.
所以他后来很感动地向神祷告说啊。And
at the end, he was moved and he prayed.
说神啊，我们算什么呢？
Say God, what are we?
啊，这些百姓能够这样竭力的奉献
，These people they have offered you all these things.
因为我们所有的都是从神里所赏赐给我们的
，Because everything we have is given by you.
我们只是把你所赐给我们的拿出一部分来回报给你
，We have just give you a portion of what you have given us to offer to you.
我们知道说教会要发展呢，必须要人的力量，有神的力量。
We know that for church to prosper, we need to have manpower and also God's power.
当然你要有物质上的一些力量。
And also some resources.
这就是要透过弟兄姊妹甘心乐意的奉献精神。
And all of this have to come from the willing heart to offer from our brothers and sisters.
所以为着要推动各样的圣工啊。
And therefore for us to launch all these holy works.
信徒要竭力的奉献。
The members have to offer it.
当然十一奉献是最基本的。
And the basic of all these offerings is
offering tithe. 所以我们如果把当纳的十一奉献送入仓库, 神会把天窗打开, 赐福给你。
Therefore, if we were to offer a tenth of our earnings, then God will pour down the, will open the gate of heaven and pour down the blessings.
除了这个以外啊, 还有很多的, 比如说感恩的奉献啊, 宣道的奉献啊。
And aside from this, there's also many other types of offering, like the offering of thanksgiving.
非常感谢主了，在最近几年，因为小弟负责连总的财务工作。
And thank God, in these few years, I have involved in the treasury department of IA.
我们看到说啊，真的，我们弟兄姊妹各教会啊，对圣工的奉献很积极。
And we know that all the brothers and sisters are very fervent in terms of offerings in many churches.
大概最近两年, 各总会对联总的经常会奉献都超过 100%。
And a lot of, in this couple of years, a lot of the GA's offerings is offers.
真的让人很受感动。
It's really very moving.
还有世界宣道的基金啊, 很多地方也献了很多钱。
And a lot of people have contributed a lot of money into the literary ministry.
所以我们可以派一些工人在开拓的地方去工作。
So we have sent many workers to open up and to preach in many places.
可以帮助当地来建设一些教会。
To help the local churches to build a chapel or church.
就是在我们美国本地来讲。
And in our U.S. locally,
虽然我们人数很少，才2000多人。
We have many few, only a few members, only about
2000. 那我们看到说，一间一间的教会这样一直成立起来。
But yet we have continued to establish churches in many places.
这都是我们弟兄姊妹大家爱主的一种表现。
And all of this is the, it shows how our brothers and sisters love the Lord.
主耶稣说啊，你的财宝在哪里，你的心在哪里。
And our Lord Jesus said, have said that where your heart is where your treasure is.
一个人能够乐意奉献爱神的家, 他一定会热心服侍主。
For a person to love the house of the Lord, he will fervently serve the Lord.
他也能够得到神的祝福。
He will surely gain the blessings from God.
我在圣灵报看到以前我们有一个老长老。
In the Holy Spirit Monthly, I have read about an elder.
过去在上海总部啊, 我们以前的上海总部很大。
And we used to have a GA in Shanghai.
要盖那个总部的时候啊, 就发动各教会奉献。
And when they were about to build the office for the Shanghai GA, they sent a letters for contribution.
那个长老说啊, 我要献1000大洋, 1000块啊, 现在相当于现在的
可能几十万几百万，相当大的钱。That elder had said, "I will contribute about 1,000." And at the time, it was such a big amount of money.
他的儿子对他说："我爸爸，我们怎么有这么多钱？"And
his son had asked him, "Father, do we really have that much money?"
他说："我们一天献一块。"He
said, "We will contribute $1 a day."
一年就360块。
And in a year, 360.
我们3年就可以献完。
And in 3 years, we will be able to have that money.
结果他就慢慢的献，慢慢的寄到总会去。
Therefore, gradually he have offers this small amount at a time.
等到他献到800块的时候。
And at the time it reached 800.
总会写信来说啊，我们会堂已经盖好了，现在不必奉献来了。
The GA have wrote him a letter and say, "We have built the chapel. We no longer need contribution."
不久啊，他要买一块，要卖一块地。
And not long after, they want to
purchase land. 刚好是8万块钱。
It's about 80,000.
然后突然间啊，那个房子被烧掉了。
But suddenly the houses was burned down.
不过后来啊。 把地卖掉，还有拿赔钱呢，整个卖了16万块钱。
And after they have collected the insurance and everything, it's about 1600.
所以他说他欠800块, 结果主耶稣多给他, 变成8万块, 100倍, 100倍。
So he had contributed 800, and our Lord Jesus Christ have repaid him about 80,000.
我们也看到说很多弟兄姊妹因为甘心的乐意的奉献神更加的祝福给他们这样的见证。
And we know that because of all the brothers and sisters they have fervently offered to God, God has poured down many blessings to them.
所以奉献是一种恩典。
Therefore, to be able to offer it is a grace.
我们好像撒种一样, 你多撒了, 你将来就收成就多。
Just as sowing the seeds, the more you sow, the more you will reap.
因为捐得乐意的人啊, 是神所喜悦的。
Because the Lord finds delight in those that who have the hearts to offer.
我们再看一点, 请看撒母耳记下8章的16节。
Let's turn to another point. 2 Samuel chapter 8, verse 16.
8章16节。
Chapter 8, verse 16.
希路亚的儿子耶亚做元帅，亚希利的儿子耶沙华做属官，17节。亚希土的儿子撒都和亚比亚他的儿子亚希米勒做祭司长，希莱亚做书记，18节。耶和耶大的儿子比拿雅统辖基利提人和比利提人，大卫的众族都做领袖。 这里讲到大卫王国会兴旺的另外一个原因,
he mentioned another reason why David's kingdom was prosperous.
因为他有一个非常健全完整的组织系统,
because he has a very organized system.
大卫很会善用人才,
David knows how to use his people.
所以让每个人都发挥他的功能,
so everyone can do his best in what they do best.
我们看到大卫要建立王国的时候,
you know that when David about to establish his
有很多人帮助他,
a lot of people help him.
在撒母耳记下23章里面谈到很多大卫的勇士们,
in 2 Samuel chapter 23, it had recorded many of David's mighty men.
其实一开始大卫在旷野逃难的时候很多人来跟从他,
and when David was in the wilderness, many people come to follow him.
但是其实这些人说本来就是一些欠债的啦，受窘困的啦，好像走投无路的人。
All these people, they were once greatly in debt or drunk. Many were men that were despised.
大卫就收留他们，跟他一起出入。
David took them in, and they were followed him ever since.
所以大卫就栽培训练他们。
And David have trained them.
后来这些人都是变成非常善战的一些勇士。
And at the end, they all turned into a kind and mighty man.
有的人一个人可以杀掉800人。
One of them can kill 800 enemies.
有的在征战当中，敌人攻过来，大家跑掉了，他一个人来抵挡，不退后。
And some of them, when the enemies come, the others have fled, but solely and with that one person,
they face the enemy.
And then the Israelites at the end have turned the face and become.
大卫有一次，他想说，我真渴望能够喝到伯利恒城旁边的井水。
And one day David have just mentioned that he wished to drink the water from the well beside Bethlehem.
在伯利恒长大的,
because he grew up in that area.
结果他有三个勇士，他的身边的人，一听到大卫有这样的训练,
and then three of his men, and they heard that David wanted this.
他们就突破非利士人的防营，跑到那个井旁，把水拿来要给大卫喝。
And they have break in the camp of the Philistines and draw the waters and bring it to David.
大卫看了以后，他就很受感动。
And after David have saw this, he was deeply moved.
他不敢喝。
But he did not dare to drink.
他说这是勇士们他们的血，好像他们的血一样。
And he would say, this water is like the blood of my warriors.
所以他就把这个水就浇奠在神的面前。
And therefore he have offered the water to God.
所以我们看到说大卫王国会兴盛，就是很多人在他的带领之下非常的忠心。
And we know that one of the reasons why the kingdom was prosperous because there's a lot of faithful
minds.
And they know what David wants.
为着要达成啊,
and they all work very faithfully to fulfill David's wishes.
他们甚至牺牲生命都在所不惜。
And they wouldn't even care if they give up their life.
所以我们看到有这么多的勇士，这么多的人才。 啊，这个王国怎么会不兴盛呢？
Therefore, if we see so many resources, so many good men that have served under him, how can this kingdom not be prosperous?
所以教会要发展呢，一定要重视人才的训练栽培。
Therefore, for our church to be prosperous, we have to put emphasis on the training of a new generation.
但是人才不只是才能技术而已。
But the resources is not limited to material,
而是要真正去了解神的心意，以主耶稣基督的心为心。
And but was to know what God's will is and to have the mindset of God.
能够善尽我们的恩赐，同心合意来完成主所托付给我们的使命。
And to use the gift that we have received from God and to fulfill the missions that God has commanded us.
我们都是各教会所选出来的。 重要的青年干部。
We are all the youth leaders that have selected from all local churches.
我们有机会把大家坐在这边一起来学习。
Today we have the opportunity to sit here and to learn from one another.
我们盼望说在这几天当中，能够神的灵特别充满我们大家。
We hope that in these few days, God's Spirit will fill every one of us.
让我们每一个人都能够去深深体会耶稣基督的心肠。
So that all of us can know how to experience and how to know God's our Lord Jesus Christ's heart.
也求主赐给我们丰富的属灵智慧、恩赐跟能力。
And may God give us a spirit of wisdom and power and strength.
回到我们每一个教会以后啊，都能够做美好的工作啊，来完成主耶稣托付给我们的使命。
And after we have returned to our local churches, we will work faithfully. And to complete the commissions that God has given us.